Hello and welcome to Taisha Talks. Today I'm going to be solo ranting about how men read and women comprehend. Recently I tweeted an analogy that went further than expected. I received two completely different responses from each gender. Let me read the tweet to you so that if you haven't seen it, you'll understand the foundation of my rant. The tweet says, "A nigga says he didn't sleep well and shorty is already on Amazon searching new comforters. You tell a nigga you're $10 away from eviction and he'll be like, damn, you strong though. If you haven't seen it, I do recommend that you do pause the podcast and view it on my Twitter at Taisha Talks, T-I-E-S-H-A-T-A-L-K-S, to have a clear understanding of this episode." Women reacted to this tweet by comprehending. They replied with things like, "That's so true, we always think of others and they don't." While men reacted to this tweet by reading. They replied with things like, "Why are you buying a comforter when you're short on rent?" So again, this is an analogy. It is beyond me why men were reading this and creating one big scenario that they could focus so that they could focus on the insignificant details instead of the point. The point was to compare the difference in the reactions of men and women when someone expresses distress to you. Not any old type of distress either, minor distress. An issue so small that you can fix or help with and it won't make a dent in your pockets or barely require you to lift a finger. Back to my tweet. Let me break it down. Not sleeping well is a small issue. I did not even imply that the woman would be buying him a comforter. However, she instantly felt enough compassion to figure out how she can make herself useful and be of assistance. Even if she couldn't or wouldn't buy him a comforter, looking up prices is free, easy, and helpful. Now, on to the second part of the tweet. Eviction is a huge problem. The solution to it in this scenario is very small, easy, and within reach for a lot of people. Just like in the first scenario, I didn't imply he needs to personally solve the problem. If he felt any type of compassion, he would have just made himself useful. He didn't even offer up a free suggestion of how she can obtain $10. Maybe you could sell this or that, open a credit card, borrow it from a friend. Nope, nothing. Now to touch a little further, I'm going to read you two short conversations under the tweet between men and women where men further prove my point while thinking they're arguing against it. This tweeter's at name is Kira Sade. I hope I'm saying that right. It's K-I-R-A-S-A-D-E. She says, simply put, she's replying to my tweet. She says, simply put, men can say anything and women will do whatever for them to change that. Whereas you can say, damn, I ain't eat all day, and a nigga will be like, that's crazy. The male tweeter, whose name is Kels757, K-E-L-S-757, responds, but if you short $10 on rent, the way we can change that is not by giving you $10 to promote the behavior so you can have more money when next month's rent comes around. See? Enhancing life. No, Kels, the way we can change that is by giving her $10 or helping her get $10 so that she's not homeless and focusing on money management later. Kira Sade then replies, LOL, that's the point. How it can be so little and he doesn't fix the issue. Then, derailing ass Kel757 then replies, the issue is you don't have $10 because you're not responsible. Fixing the issue is not enabling you by giving you the $10. Yes, Kels, fixing the issue is purposely not being of any assistance to a woman and letting her suffer. That is the exact definition of fixing an issue. Thumbs up. On to the second conversation that caught my eye. This tweeter's at name is D Finessa, D-F-I-N-E-S-S-A. She says, men will strategically avoid a valid point. Obviously, no one is buying you comforters when they're short on rent. The point is that women are there when you need them. Meanwhile, y'all never show up when the tables turn. The male tweeter, whose at name is Southside2Cali, that's Southside, the number 2 in Cali, responds, The point I'm making is that if you short $10 on rent, that's a you problem. You couldn't cut a $10 expense somewhere during the month? D. Finessa then replies, LMAO, and that's literally what she's saying. Women will take a you problem and try to help you find a solution, whereas y'all could care less about our issues. My nigga, are you dense? A shout out to her for that last line, because that shit had me crying. That response was golden. That is exactly what I was saying, because she was so accurate and left no room for misconception. Therefore, his response to that was so outlandish and irrelevant and a poor attempt to derail the conversation that I'm not going to read it. But you can go view it on my Twitter at Taisha Talks. In these two conversations, the women are literally screaming. The problem is that y'all just don't care. The men are screaming back. The problem is that y'all are giving us things to care about. These men are subconsciously telling us they are omega males. We all know what alpha males are. And when I say this, I'm using quotation bunny ears. They're big, strong leaders who get the job done. They run shit. Omega males are the complete opposite. Your problem will never be their problem. They can't and won't lead. They don't know how to get anything done and will never attempt to as long as their nails are wet. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, visit my Twitter at Taisha Talks and hit the follow button. I do follow back. If you agree with this viewpoint, ladies, what I want you to do is tweet a situation where you realize you are dealing with an omega male and tag me in it. Fellas, I want you to do the same. Tweet me the moment you realize all men were not alphas like yourself and tag me in it. Until next time, please DM me about topics you'd love to hear, and I'm always open to guests on my podcast as long as you are respectful and well-versed on the topic. Have a wonderful week, and remember, sunflowers always end up facing the sun, but they go through a lot of dirt to get there.